second. That's it, all the entire way. Monday, second day of Slichus, Chof Gimel Elul, 19th of September. Harav David Tugin Haft Shlita, Melech Malchei Amlochim.
That was David Tugin Haft Shlita, comma. Many thanks to Hendon Adas, many thanks to Teraway for inviting me to share some ideas. The topic is called Melech Malchei Amlochim. Some ideas about Kvod HaMalchus in Halacha and Hashkafa. Today, of course, is a completely unprecedented day. It'll be, as well as Malav de Malkasa, the Levaya of the Queen, we have one of the biggest gatherings of royalty and politicians possibly ever. It's anticipated that there'll be 500 heads of state, rulers, kings, queens, emperors, presidents, prime ministers will all be here in England to express their condolences to our new king, King Charles, and to give the final honour to our queen, Queen Elizabeth, though they do say that President Biden thinks it's Margaret Thatcher's funeral, but they're all here to give honour. And the fact that there are so many of them that are here today is itself something which is very, very choshev for us to be missponing about. The words Melech Malchei Hamlochim are used very often by us. Every Friday night in Shalom Aleichem, we welcome the Malochim that have been sent. Mi Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course we find this Loshon in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the third Perek in Pirkei Avos, Akavya ben Mahalal al Omer, Histakel b'shleisha dvarim ve'enat obol de aveira. There are three things to be mistakel, to reflect upon deeply, in order to prevent a person from being over. Dami ayin basol anat aholech, v'lifnei mi'at aosid litei din v'cheshbain. And the Mishnah says one of these things is to contemplate in front of who will we all be ultimately giving our din v'cheshbain. Lifnei Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In front of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. So just to start off, what does this term mean? Melech Malchei Hamlochim, that we all say so often. How are we supposed to understand it? So there's a Ramami Pano, one of the great Kadmonim, who says in his Sefer Asorah Ma'amorais, that he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki hu melech al tzva ha-moreim, malcheim shel ma'lo, asher heimo moishlim al malchei ho-adomo. He says, Azoy in Rabbeinu Bachai, on his explanation in that on that Mishnah, says similar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just the melech of the kings and the queens. The way Rabbeinu Bachai puts it is, Ein teruch liyachas malchusay al malchei bosov adom. It is insignificant to say Hashem is the king of over the human royalty. Bos of Adom shel mat shem refesh votit. Shari ein koichom ala mekech sori ma'alo. Shekorom malochim. What they're explaining is that all of these kings and queens, all of these great royal dignitaries, themselves have a malach in shomayim that is mamuna aleyem, that is in control, as we say, lev malochim v'sorim biyad Hashem. All of these world leaders are really pawns on this global chess game. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Belev Malochim V'Sorim, the hearts of all of these rulers is Biyat Hashem. And all of these kings and queens, they have their Malach, their Sar Shel Malo, just like we find when it came to Yaakov, before he battled Esav, he battled Sarai Shel Esav. So too over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchei HaMalochim. He's the Melech over all of these Malochim, who themselves are the ones who are calling all the shots and directing the kings and the emperors in our world. And that is pshat when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchei Hamlochim. It just takes it to a different dimension, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is something we're supposed to reflect upon when it's time, Litein Din V'Cheshbon, and it's something to give us chizuk every Friday night when we come home from shul after a tiring week, and we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchei Amlochim, who's running the whole world and all of these Sorim Shel Ma'ala and all of these kings and queens, that he has sent his Malachim to see our Friday night, how we make Kiddush and how we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the experience that we have in each and every Yiddish home on Friday night. Let's speak about Kvayt HaMalchus. There's a pasuk in Shemais, there's a pasuk in Bereshis, Mem Dalet Yud Aleph, Vayishlach Paroi, Vayikro El Yosef. Paroi called Yosef, Vayiritzu Min Aboyer, and they quickly brought him out of the pit, Vayigalach, Vayachayif Sim Leisa, Vayovay El Paroi. And he shaved, and changed his clothes, and they brought him to Pharaoh. And of course, Chazal tell us that this was actually on Rosh Hashanah, and how topical it is as a reminder that on Rosh Hashanah everything can change from being in Babira Amuka Le'igra Ramah, from being at the lowest place in the world to being at the highest zenith that there is in the world. How everything can change on Rosh Hashanah. It's a new Shana, it's a new din, tremendous new opportunities. So this is what happened to Yosef HaTzadik. And Rashi brings from Bereishis Rabbah, Vayigalach b'nei Kvod HaMalchus, and he shaved because of Kvod Malchus. And the Sefer Som Derech from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Breida, the Rosh of Yeshiva of Chevron, explains a number of things in this pasuk. Firstly, we all think that they shaved him. But Vayigalach really means that he shaved himself. If he was just passive over here, it wouldn't be necessary to bring this in the pasuk. But actually, he shaved, and Chazal tell us, Mipnei Kavod Malchus. And in the Sefer Som Dorech, he says that think of the amazing midas of Yosef HaTzadik and the godless HaNefesh and the Tohar HaLev. And he says that why would we have naturally thought that somebody would shave if they're going to see the king? Well, because he'd been in prison and he wants to find favor in the king's eyes. And he wants to see maybe his situation will change. So a person might want to shave themselves just in order to try and curry favor and to try and schmooze the king up and to try and look good in front. No. That wasn't why Yosef shaved. He shaved because of Kvod Malchus, because it was the right thing to do, that you're supposed to look presentable in honor of the king, because this is how choshev the concept of Kvod Malchus is. We find in Shemos Vav, Vayadaber Hashem al Moshe vel Aaron, Vayatzaveim al Bnei Yisrael, vel Parei Melech Mitzrayim, Leitzias Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. They were commanded, El Bnei Yisrael, ve El Parei Melech Mitzrayim. What was this command? Chazal tell us, Tzaveim Lachli Kovod LaMalchus. You're supposed to give honor to the king. And there's an interesting Chasam Sofer about giving honor to the king, that he says, in his Tshuva Simon Kuf Nun Tes, Ki Hachiyuv Bechveit HaMalchus Min HaTorah, he says that it's actually something which is Min HaTorah to give honor to the Malchus. And he says something quite astonishing, Cheshin Mishpat Simon Kuf Tzadi, he says, V'ho'oiva alzeh hu etzlenu k'mish lo hiniach tfilin. That if a person doesn't give kovod l'malchus, so they happen to be, it's normally somehow in Stamford Hill, it's always in Stamford Hill, and somehow the king, the queen, whoever it is, they come round, and a person thinks, no big deal, or wherever it is that you are, and you think, no big deal, and you don't give appropriate kovod to the malchus, shteta chasam sofer, it's ki'ilu, it's like somebody who is mevatel this asay. It's as though they didn't put tefillin on. The Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Ches tells us some of the ramifications of what it means that we're supposed to give honor to the king and how we're supposed to be nisyachas to the king. Says the Gemara, Haroya Malchei Yisrael Omer Baruch Shecholak Mikvodei Lireyov Malchei Ovdei Kechovim Omer Baruch Shenasan Mikvodei Lebriyosov. So some different gerusois over here. So there's a bracha that one is supposed to make upon seeing royalty. And the Gemara says that's true, whether it's Yiddish or royalty, there's a bracha. If it's non-Jewish royalty, And the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, la'olam is a strong word. La'olam, you should mamish always try and do this. Yishtadal adam lorutz likras malchei Yisrael. The person should try, should put, make yishtadlus lorutz to run, not just to go there, but to put in effort, exertion, to run, to greet the malchei Yisrael. V'lo likras malchei Yisrael bilvad, not only the Yiddish kings, elafilu likras malchei ovdei kechovim, even to greet the Goyish kings, shim yizke yavchin, ben malchei Yisrael and malchei ovdei kechovim. Because if a person will be zoicha, then they will be able to distinguish the difference between the Yiddish kings and the kings of the umos ha'olam. And the Rishonim explain that Be'ez Hashem, when a person is zoicha to Olam Haba, and they'll see the greatness of Klal Yisrael in Olam Haba, they'll see and be able to distinguish Kama Harbo Gadlusom Yisal Umos Achshav, how the honor and the greatness of a Yid in Olam Haba is totally beyond even the greatest covet that's given to Malachim nowadays. So there's Taka and Inyan to go and see the king, and even to make a bracha. There's the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says in Siman Reish Kaf Dalet that there's actually a special Yehirot sign to make after making this bracha. He says, V'achrei ha-mavachar she-mavarach b'shem ha-malchus, k'shrei ha-malchei umbes ha-olam yeymar Yehirot zon mufanacha, Hashem elekeinu velekei aviseinu, da-HaKadosh Baruch Hu please, shet-zakeini lirais b'nei melech Yisrael Mashiach tzidkeinu, that this is really a trigger and stepping stone that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, let us see real royalty, let us see Mashiach tzidkeinu, ulevarech es shemecha, es shimcha malkeinu, and that we should be able to make that bracha when Mashiach comes. The Gemara there continues the Rav Sheshes, an episode with Rav Sheshes when he made this bracha on the kings and on the emperor. And there are a number of halachic inyonim that we learn out from this episode with Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara there says in Nunches Amud Aleph, Rav Sheshes sagi nor hava. Rav Sheshes was blind. Hava ka ozli kula amala kabuli ape malka. And everybody around was going to greet the king. Vakom ozel baradayun, he also went with them. Rav Sheshes. Ashkeche ha'u tzedoiki. So there was a person, a tzedoiki, one of the tzedoikim. So these were people who were against Chazal. And they didn't believe in the Teresh Baal Peh. In English, they call them the Sadducees, because they're very sad, you see. So the Tzedokim, so Omar Lei, so he said, Chatzuvei Lenaro, Ban Gilaya, he said that you have the vessels which are complete vessels, you take them to the river, and you can fill up water with these vessels. But the vessels that are broken, what's the point of bringing them to the river? There's no point in bringing them to the river. And he was saying, so to Rav Sheshes, what's the point of you coming to see the king? You know, you can't see him. So Amar Lei, Tochazi Diodana Tfeminoch. He says, you wait and see, I'll see the king better than you will. Cholaf, good Gadok HaMaisa. So the first honored guard came past. Kika Avshon, and there was great noise. There was the troops coming by. Maybe they were playing on all of their instruments. Maybe they were just making a large noise by their marching. Omar Lehahu Tzedoiki. So this Tzedoiki, in a disgraceful way, trying to confuse Rav Sheshes, he said, Oso Malka. He said, the king is coming. Omar Rav Sheshes Leika Osi. He said, no, he's not. I can tell the king is not coming. Cholaf Gudgudot Hanyono. So the second troop came past. Kika Avsha, there was a great noise. Omalei Utsudoiki, Hashto, Ka'osi Malka, now the king is coming. Omalei Rav Sheshes, Loi Ka'osi Malka, no he's not. Cholaf Tali Soi, Kika Shoska. The third one came past, and then there was silence. Omalei Rav Sheshes, Vadei Hashto, Osi Malka, now the king is coming. Omalei Utsudoki, Menolach, Ha. Rav Sheshes said, how did you know? Omalei De Malchusa Da Arok, and Malchusa Da Rokia, because the Malchus in Shomayim is similar ke'en to the malchus here on this world, as it says with Eliyahu Novi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Tzei v'amadato b'har lifnei Hashem, stand on har chayrev, v'nei Hashem oiver, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pass," said Hashem. V'ruach g'doy levachazok mefarik ha'horim, on Meshaber Yisroel, there was a great wind lifnei Hashem that was breaking apart the mountains and shattering the rocks. But Hashem was not to be found there in that great wind. And then afterwards there was a great noise, there was an earthquake. Hashem was not to be found there. Eish, lo be'eish Hashem, but not in the fire. V'acha eish koil d'momo dako. There was a thin, silent voice. And that was way that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Eliyahu HaNavi. And that's the way that Rav Sheshes realized that because we have this principle, the Malchus or the Ara, the lower Malchus, is Ke'en Malchus or the Rakia, is like the upper Malchus. So he knew from Eliyahu HaNavi that it must be, he had a sense that now the king is coming. He also Malka, Pasach Rav Sheshes, come avarechle. And that's when Rav Sheshes made this bracha. The story is told of the Bal HaTanya, Zchus Yogan Aleinu, that when he was in prison for trumped up charges, so the Tsar had heard that the Bal HaTanya was in prison, and he'd heard a number of things about him. They said he was such a wise man, and the Tsar himself went and dressed up and went to see him in the prison, and he wanted to pretend that he wasn't the Tsar. And the soldiers came in, and the Bal HaTanya was sitting down. And then when the Tsar arrived, dressed in common clothes, the Bal HaTanya stood up. And he said, "Welcome, Your Majesty." And the king said, how on earth did you know that this was me?" And he said, "I had such a sense of yira, of trepidation, of awe, of Malchus, when you came in, or of Malchus Shomayim, that I realized I must be in the presence of human royalty as well." So this is Malchusa Da'aro Ke'en Malchusa Da'rukia. So there are a number of things to be mispoken on in this Gemara. Hashkofa dika things and halacha dika things. This idea la'ol mishtadal adam lorutz likras malchi Yisrael, that there's an importance that we're supposed to be lachlik kovoid to the malachim. We're supposed to give them honor. We're supposed to try and see them. What is this whole idea? Why are we supposed to try and give them honor? What is the yisoid of tveit malchus? So again, Rav Simcha Sissel Brody in Som Derech, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, gives a number of reasons why it is that we're supposed to be so careful with Kavod HaMalchus. So I'll say some of those reasons, not all of them. So one of them that he brings is we believe that everything that's Hashkocha, that in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given so much honor to such a boss of Adam, to a human, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him honor, then we should give him honor as well. And he says this is similar to the Gemara in Erevin Peivov, where it says, Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim, Rebbe would give honor to the wealthy. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them such resources, then in a certain sense, we should be giving them this honor as well. That's why Rebbe was Mechabed Ashirim. So he says it's about being aware of the Hashkoch in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feared the Welt. And therefore, if he's given him honor, we should also give him honor. Another reason that he gives for giving cover to the Malchus is, he says, Miyasoides ha-nefesh she'odom yarech devorim v'yachabdeim. He says it's an important part of our Yiddishkeit and of the human condition that there are certain things that we're supposed to give honor to, and there are certain things that we give less honor to, and certain things we give more honor to. And he says, if we're just mezalzel with everything, then there'll be nothing choshuv in our lives. And this idea of appreciating chashivus is something so important. And so he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put things in the world so that we should know that this is something that we are that is worthy of us giving honor to, so that we will also give honor to the other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to give honor to, and have an awareness of which of the different order and degree of kavod that there is in the world. And it's good for Avodas Hashem in general. And then another reason that he gives is that this gives us, again, from Rav Sheshes, Malchusa Da'arok and Malchusa Da'rakia. And therefore, if we appreciate all of the pomp and ceremony and grandeur that's happening, it just gives us an inkling into the awesomeness and greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what's going on in the Malchusa Da'rakia. And therefore, the whole world is going to be looking at these processions and at the Levaya of the Queen, and then they'll be looking at the coronation. And for the whole world, it's nice, it's good, it's something which is interesting for them. It's better than all the other sort of things they might be doing. But for us, we can use this as a stepping stone, as a springboard in our own Avodas Hashem, because by appreciating the Malchus that there is in this world, then we'll be masig mashehu sheba mashehu, an inkling of an inkling, main Malchus Shomayim, because of this principle of Malchusa Da'aro Ke'ein Malchusa Da'rakia. And this is some of the rationale behind the concept of Kovod Melochim. Now, in terms of whether one says a bracha on King Charles or not, this is something which is hotly debated. And every person should speak to their own poysik about it. But I'll just say some of the approaches that are given. The Pashtus, it says that a person, lo lemishtadl odom, lo etzlikras, you know, malchi Yisrael, malchi umasoilom, a melech. What defines a melech over here? So the Pashtus, you know, a king. But the Ravid says, the Baal Sefer Eshkoil, says, "Kol mishu choshuv b'shiltanuso l'kamerach v'don v'hayrig b'mishpot." Somebody who is considered a king, he has rulership, and he has the ability to kill. And ein mishim mishana al devorov, and people have to be subservient and to listen to him. He is considered a sholit. He's considered somebody who, for whom one should make this bracha. So l'maisa, there's big discussion all about this. Here in England, this has of course been very nogea, you know, for all of the 70 years that Her Majesty was in power. And some say, Rav Eliyoshiv paskens, that only if they have the power to kill. It has to be they actually have the power to kill, and only then can you make a bracha on royalty, b'shem umalchus. There's Rav Rako Zatzal from Gateshead, who had the opportunity to see the queen, and he made a bracha on her. And he said, you don't have to have the power to kill, you need the power to pardon. If you can give a royal pardon, so then that itself is enough to be able to make a bracha on Malchus. Now, can the queen give any royal pardon? So it's interesting, in England, we don't have the death penalty anymore, but of course she was the queen over the Commonwealth. And the Commonwealth has 54 different countries. And out of these 54 different countries, many will be surprised to hear that 28 of them still have the death penalty. So certainly by being the queen over the Commonwealth, where they still have 28 countries that do have the death penalty, according to Rav Rako, that would be sufficient. But there's an even more lenient opinion, and this is what the Shevet HaLevi says and the Trubis van Hoggers say. And they say that this idea of being able to kill is only true if the person has been appointed as a king. If, however, they are the way that the Shevet HaLevi says in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamatei, if he says they're a melech atzmoy, or they're a melech be'emes, if they're an emesdik, a king, and they come from a line of monarchy, so then even if they don't have the power to kill, even if they don't even have the power to give a royal pardon, he says that that would be sufficient, and a person would be able to make a bracha on such a king. And halacha lemaisa, there are many who say that one does make a bracha on such King Charles. They would say that possibly two out of three of these reasons apply. Potentially, he could give royal pardon, and also he's a melech. There's no honor that's given to a king like the honor that's given to the British monarchy. And therefore, they say many say that one should make a broch on him. Others would say without shame or malchus, each person should speak to their poysuk. What about a president? A president of America. Would a person make a bracha on the president? So on the one hand, this is also a big machlokes. The Baron Moshe and Rav Adi Yosef say you do make a bracha. Trubis van Hoggers, Rav Sternbach says you don't make a bracha on the president. What is the nekudas hamachlokes over here? We don't have time to go into it, but he, on the one hand, he can give the presidential pardon and can stop people from being put to death. In America, I think this is from 2020, there were 17 people who were put to death in America, and the president could give the royal pardon. In China, there are thousands who are put to death every year, and in Iran, hundreds who are put to death every year. In America, there were 17, but since he has the power of a royal pardon, so maybe that gives him chashivas. On the other hand, maybe not, because he is just a president for 4 years, if he's lucky, maybe unlucky, 8 years, and it's the power of the people that can make him into a president or can demote him from being a president. But Ezra said, when Moshiach comes, then the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what is the bracha that we will make on the Melech HaMoshiach? And he says that in Halichas Shlema, he says, V'chein levarach b'riyas p'nei Mashiach Tzidkenu, will make the bracha of Shecholak mechochmosa l'ireov and Shecholak mekvodo l'ireov, the bracha over Rechochem and also over a melech. One final thing, just end with a maisa shahaya. There was a Yid who had moved into a very, very plush and posh apartment block in Morocco. He moved into a plush apartment block in Geneva. And one day he came back to his apartment block and he saw he couldn't get in. There was full of police around. So he said, what's going on? So he said, you can't come in. The King of Morocco is here. He's visiting his daughter. So he goes to the police, says, I live here. They ask him his name. They see his name's on the list. They say, you can come in. Has a little bit of chutzpah. He asked one of the neighbors, do you think I could see the King of Morocco? He said, ask his daughter. His daughter lives here. She's one of your neighbors. Ask her. He knocks on the door. She says, come back in 2 hours. He comes back in 2 hours with his 12-year-old son, and he says, I would like to see the king. I'd like to make the bracha. Would that be okay? The king welcomes him graciously, and he makes the bracha over the king of Morocco. He has a little bit more chutzpah. He says, Your Majesty, in 2 weeks' time is my son's bar mitzvah. Is there any chance you might be here still and join us for my son's bar mitzvah? The king smiles at him. He says, Ad Khan, he said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be here in 2 weeks' time, but I'd like to give him a gift, so please come back in a few minutes. So he comes back a few minutes later, and the king presents him with a check. Maisa Shehoya. One version is it was a $50,000 check. The other version for this bar mitzvah boy is that it was a $100,000 check. The father says, Your Majesty, we give them a sefer, we give them a pen. $50,000, it's just too much. So the king said, when everybody else gives a gift, it's a pen, it's a sefer. But when a king gives a gift, it's billig. It's cheap if I give anything less than $50,000. When I give a gift, it's a chosh of a gift. Rosh Hashanah, haba aleinu l'tayva. We stand in front of the melech. Malche amlochem. Don't ask for a pen. Don't ask for a mere sefer. Ask and ask. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yamali kol mishalei sebeinu l'tayva. Give us shnas ge'ula v'yeshua. A shnas where we should greet Mashiach to the kingdom. Have your main. Amen.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.